Can I go? If that's what you want. There's a problem.
Isn't there always if there's a woman involved?
I can't leave right now. Things have gotten confused here. I need a few days to straighten them out, so I can leave with a clear conscience.
We had not encountered any of the troubles I expected. None of her people dared scrutinize her closely. All the labors of One Eye and Goblin were wasted effort with that audience. The word was out. The lady was at the helm again. The Black Company was in the fold once more, under her protection, and that was enough for her people.
Wonderful.
But Opal was only a few weeks away. From Opal, it was a short passage over the Sea of Torments to ports outside the Empire. I thought. I wanted to get out while our luck was holding.
You understand, don't you, Croker? It'll only be a few days. Honest. Just long enough to shape things up. The Empire is a good machine that works smooth, as long as the proconsuls are sure someone is in charge.
All right. All right. We can last a couple days, as long as you keep people away, and you keep out of the way yourself most of the time. Don't let them get too good a look at you.
I don't intend to. Croker.
Yeah?
Go teach your grandmother to suck eggs.
Startled, I laughed. She kept getting more human all the time, and more able to laugh at herself. She had good intentions, but he, or she, who would rule an empire, becomes slave to its administrative detail. A few days came and went, and a few more still. I could entertain myself skulking around the tower's libraries, digging into rare texts from the Domination or before, unraveling the snarled threads of northern history, but for the rest of the guys, it was rough. There was nothing for them to do but try to keep out of sight, and worry, and bait Goblin and One-Eye, though they did not have much luck with that. To those of us without talent, the tower was just a big, dark pile of rock. But to those two, it was a great, throbbing engine of sorcery, still peopled by numerous practitioners of the dark arts. They lived every moment in dread. One-Eye handled it better than Goblin. He managed to escape occasionally, going out to the old battlefield to prowl among his memories. Sometimes I joined him, halfway tempted to take up Lady's invitation to open a few old graves.
"Still not comfortable about what happened?" One-Eye asked one afternoon, as I stood leaning on a bow-stave over a marker bearing the name and sigil of the Taken who had been called the Faceless Man. One-Eye's tone was as serious as it ever gets.
"Not entirely," I admitted. "I can't pin it down, and it don't matter much now, but when you reflect on what happened here, it don't add up. I mean, it did at the time. It all looked like it was inevitable, a great kill-off that rid the world of a skillion rebels and most of the Taken, leaving the Lady a free hand and setting her up for the Dominator at the same time. But in the context of later events, One-Eye had started to stroll, pulling me along in his wake. He came to a place that was not marked at all, except in his memory. A thing called a Forvalaka had perished there. A thing that had slaughtered his brother, maybe, way back in the days when we first became involved with Soul Catcher,